think, you know, the last few years have been interesting, to say the least. So they're somewhat used to this, but this is indeed uncharted territory, unlike a shutdown with so-called essential and non-essential personnel. So none have received any instructions that I've heard of. So it is, I would think, likely that the administration has made some decisions. One would hope that they have. But when those instructions might be announced is the million-dollar question. I presume, like everyone else, that the administration still is counting on this being resolved.
This is remarkably similar to the last time we talked with you, but that time it was about the budget itself as opposed to the debt ceiling. Do you find that this is a little more of second verse, same as the first? When you're talking with your membership, are they expressing a lot more of those morale issues?
Well, one of the interesting things this time around, of course, are all of the proposals that we've all heard are on the table that would affect not only the size of the workforce, but potential cuts to their benefits. And that is a major issue because we do know there are a substantial number of executives who are eligible to retire. And in fact, we just held a webinar yesterday for our membership on the retirement threats and what they mean and some best ways to think about them.
Now, we're coming up on the 10th anniversary of 9/11, and one of the effects of the aftermath was there was a huge surge in interest and respect for federal employment. Now, here we are 10 years later, and we have this going on, and right after the shutdown fear that happened just a few months back. What do you think this impact will have? What will the impact of all this be on retention and recruitment?
Well, interesting that you raise that because I was just thinking this morning about the long-term, what I suspect is going to be some long-term damage to government. You know, it's hard to see government right now as an employer of choice. And that's a real problem, not only given the retirement rates, but given the kind of challenges that the workforce has in front of it right now.
We've talked about this a little bit with senior correspondent Mike Causey, the historical perspective. I always try to get a historical perspective because those of us who haven't gone through this before might benefit from that. Tell us a bit about what you've seen along these lines in the past. Is there historical perspective here?
You know, honestly, I've been here longer than I care to remember sometimes, and I honestly can't remember anything like this. And I think one of the things, therefore, right now that would be really important, perhaps one can hope it would happen once the dust settles, is I think the president really needs to give some assurance to the workforce that he understands the importance of what they do and how these cuts to their potential cuts, that is to say, to the benefits that they've understood are in place. Would affect them. They really need a little bit of, a gung-ho message here that I don't think they've heard. And it's interesting because the Post was reporting today that there have been a number of conversations with groups by the administration to assure them. And I think federal employees are looking for a little assurance as well.
We are talking with Carol Bonacero. She is the president of the Senior Executives Association. So does the SEA hold any sway with lawmakers when it comes to this topic? Are you stepping into this at all, or is your organization getting involved at all?
Oh, yes. We have spent a good deal of time on the Hill talking to lawmakers about all the proposals that are on the table. And with regard to what their impact might be and if you have to go down that road, some better ways to do it. So, yes, we are in the midst of it because we're not only concerned about our members, but obviously about the government in general. Our members have to lead that workforce and keep it from getting totally demoralized.
Does it ever occur to you, or not as a fact, but do you ever think that sometimes it looks as if, anyway, that senior federal managers have a more caring sense of stewardship for the agencies and institutions they run than maybe members of Congress do, who are really the ones that ultimately run the government.
I think, frankly, I think there's no question about that. I mean, these, by and large, the executives have been in government a long time. They really, they not only understand their agencies and programs, but they care about them a great deal. And I think a good number of them, you know, frankly, stay longer than perhaps their families would even like them to stay because of that concern. So I think there's no doubt about it, Tom.
And I would ask for your personal perspective, too. You had mentioned that you've been doing this for a long time. You haven't seen anything like this before. What does this do for you as the president of the Senior Executives Association? What would your next step be? You'd go on a very, very long holiday.
Unfortunately, just about the reverse. I think, you know, as well as trying to, you know, stay on top of the proposals on the Hill and weigh in and try to really influence the debate a bit. At the same time, we need to keep our membership informed about what's happening and to really offer them some advice and help. You know, what would be the impact, in fact, of going from, for example, a high three to a high five? I probably shouldn't say this publicly, but it's not totally disastrous. It has a relatively small impact, particularly at a time when we have a pay freeze. So, you know, we've been trying to provide information to our membership as well as work on the other end of this, which is to say on the Hill and with the administration.
Now, we've all been through multiple years of continuing resolutions, and that's pretty much the expected way now. It's, I mean, for 15 years, anyhow, there have been continuing resolutions of one extent or another. And as you said earlier, this is really new ground. And often when, you know, like when you have a really bad argument with a friend, sometimes things are said that changes the relationship for good. Do you think this is going to change things for good, just coming this close to really a not just a continuing resolution or a shutdown, but a complete lack of activity whatsoever, potentially, of federal agencies?
Well, yeah, it really is worrisome. And I think, you know, once you come this close to the brink, you have to realize that I suppose it is conceivably possible. And it probably always be in the back of some minds as we go forward. But you're quite right, Tom. I mean, just the fact of working on continuing resolutions each year, uncertainty about the budgets, it's become an extremely challenging, tough climate to work in. And that's the other concern, too. You know, how attractive is this going to look to the next generation?
And you were talking about keeping those lines of communication open, working with federal managers. What advice would you give them, your bottom line piece of advice as they are trying to navigate these troubled waters?
Well, you know, I almost think in a way that they don't need advice because they really care about what they do. I know they're going to hang in there. And I guess it's just to stay informed and not make any or even think about precipitous decisions like if the retirement system changes, I'm out of here the day before. That would be a huge mistake.
You're discouraging that then?
Absolutely.
Carol Bonacero, the president of the Senior Executives Association, thanks so much for joining us this morning. We may be touching base with you as this progresses. Thanks so much.
You're